do now the letter, in the holy letters of the Rebbe, we'll do letter number 1352. This is a letter in Yiddish. It's dated Baruch Hashem, Zion Tevis, the 17th day of Tevis in Toshiyot, based in Brooklyn. So the Rebbe writes in Yiddish over here, I received your pidyon nefesh, your pan for your mother, may she live. The Rebbe says, you must strengthen yourself in the trust in the blessed Hashem, that He's going to help, that her health will become better. And you need to see to it that she should be under the supervision of the doctors. Which, if she's in a hospital, then that's for sure that that is taking place. From time to time, you need to ask what's going on with her. This questioning itself impacts the hospital people, that they see that people are interested about her getting better. That helps their attitudes towards the patient. Well, today they call her an advocate, but you need somebody there to ask for her. If somebody's there in the hospital, nobody's looking, nobody's questioning, nobody's asking. So sometimes, I mean, an anecdote, but that's the Rebbe's very practical advice. As a son, the Rebbe says, you must be careful in the three scheduled studies that my father-in-law, with the titles of the Rebbe, that he instituted, which is the study of Chumash and Tilim and Tanya. And also say every day, five chapters of Tilim on the order, especially for the health of your mother, may she live. And may the blessed Hashem help that you should be able to very soon notify the good news that the health of your mother has become better and it keeps on getting and better. For blessings for the study of Torah with Yerushalayim, with fear of heaven.
Amen.